This week in the Civil War, in late July 1863, President Abraham Lincoln continued to set Union wartime policy. In a letter to Union General Henry Halleck, Lincoln confided that he now opposed pressing George Meade to immediately engage Lee's secure army at Culpeper, Virginia. In a separate action, Lincoln issued orders that his administration would give the same protection to all of its soldiers, and if the enemy shall sell or enslave anyone because of his color, the offense should be punished by retaliation upon the enemy's prisoners in our possession. Lincoln apparently had learned about retaliation by Confederates against Negro Union troops, especially during the Union siege at Fort Wagner and Confederate-held Charleston, South Carolina. As harsh as the threat of retaliation was, Lincoln felt compelled to protect all Union troops, regardless of their race. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.